us. Srila Prabhupada had previously been living as a householder, and at some point his wife was not as interested in Krishna consciousness as Prabhupada liked her to be. And there was often disputes with her over her affinity for tea and biscuits. And at one point, she had sold, Prabhupada had been working on a Bhagavad Gita translation, and she had went and sold this Bhagavad Gita to buy tea and biscuits. And Srila Prabhupada said to her that you have to, he said, either tea or me. And she said, I'll take the tea. So at that point, Srila Prabhupada had left and come to Vrindavan, and he had come at some point. Srila Gurudev had I believe invited Srila Prabhupada to come to the Keshavi Gaudiya Math, and Srila Prabhupada had actually had a very close relationship with Bhaktivedanta Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and they had previously established the Gaudiya Samiti together along with other devotees. And Srila Gurudev had really was encouraging Srila Prabhupada to take sannyas. And Prabhupada had said previously that he would have these dreams that Bhaktisiddhanta would actually, Prabhupada was actually coming to him in a dream and wanting him to take sannyas. And he said, I was always very afraid of being like a street beggar, this sort of recurring dream. And so at the encouragement of Srila Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada actually took sannyas, and Bhaktivedanta Kesava Goswami Maharaj came, and he, Srila Gurudev said that, recommended to Bhaktivedanta Kesava Goswami Maharaj that Prabhupada take sannyas. And so at that point, it was established Prabhupada would take sannyas along with, I believe it was Muni Maharaj. And there's that famous picture of Srila Prabhupada with Muni Maharaj and Bhaktivedanta Kesava Goswami Maharaj, the sannyas ceremony. And Srila Prabhupada always felt very, very indebted to Srila Gurudev for that. At that point, it really solidified his preaching, and he had always been given that instruction. He had been given the instruction by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada to preach in the West and to preach in English. After the sannyas, Srila Prabhupada really became even more solidified in his preaching efforts. And we know shortly after that, after his sannyas, that he traveled to the West penniless. And just with the faith of his nishtha, of wanting to feel that inner desire of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. But Prabhupada often talked about it, and he actually really emphasized how Srila Gurudev was very key in his becoming a sannyasi, and his encouragement and his relationship with Bhaktivedanta Kesava Goswami Maharaj. So, Vanchakalpati Bhischa, Kripasindhi Bhavacha, Patitam Paranibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo.
Om Gyan Antimirandasya Gyananjan Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Tlai Shriman Bhaktivedanta Shri Vaman Goswami Maharaj Shri Hriday. To entire Rupana Gauriya Guru Varga, and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present here today, to our guardians especially. So today is very auspicious tithi. So yesterday was Haridas Thakur's disappearance, and also yesterday was Ananta Chaturdashi. So yesterday, there in Radhakun, so many Brahmins and Babaji's, hundreds, they were all sitting there in Radhakun, and they were chanting this Maninda Vrinda Vandite 108 times. Like the entire stotra, the Maninda Vrinda Vandite, it takes around 3 hours to chant. So all of them were sitting there and chanting this stotra. So they were saying, why? Because Ananta Chaturdashi. They were saying, anyhow, I don't know exactly what is the importance of this tithi, but anyhow, there I saw so many of them just continuously chanting Maninda Vrinda Vandite Tilavaka Shokhari Prasanna Vaktra Pankaje Nikunja Bhuvilasini Vrajendra Bhanu Nandini Vrajendra Sunu Sangate Kadakarishasi Hamam Kripakataksha Bhajan. Everywhere, all around Radhakund, they were sitting. It was very inspiring to see them 108 times. So, anyhow, today is the today is also a very auspicious tithi, if you see. You see, these 4 days are very auspicious, beginning from Ekadashi. Ekadashi is Vaman Mahadadashi, Jiva Goswami's Avirbhav. Then after that, Bhaktinoda Thakur's Avirbhav. Then Haridas Thakur's Tirobhav. Today, Vishwarupa Prabhu Mahotsav. So one after another, 4 successive days. No, they're like so auspicious for all the sadhakas, for all the devotees. Because they remind one so much of Krishna's glories, these tithis. Because Krishna, he's not alone. The other day, the Vaishnavas were saying, when you say Radha, Radha means alone. But when you say Radhe, Radhe means she's, Radharani is present along with all her sakis and manjaris. But Radha means only alone. Similarly, when you say Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare means Radharani is present with all her associates in this way. So when we speak of Krishna's glories, if we don't speak of the glories of his devotees, then the glories of Krishna are incomplete, thoroughly incomplete. Only when the glories of his devotees are spoken, then his glories are complete. So today is Vishwarup call, also Vishwarup darshan. Vaishnava spoke previously, why do the Mayavadis worship this festival? Why? What is the reason? The Mayavadis don't know who Vishwarup Prabhu is, Mahaprabhu's younger brother, but why do they honor this tithi? Because they say, we've heard previously, the last year, all these things we've heard, that when Krishna, he showed his Vishwarup on this day. So one may think that Krishna showed his Vishwarup to Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So how is that possible that he showed his Vishwarup today? How is that possible? But actually, because we say that this Bhagavad Gita was spoken on the day of this Moksha Ekadashi. But no, this Vishwarup was shown by Krishna in Hastinapur. It is said that Krishna, he went as a messenger to Duryodhan. Because Krishna, he didn't want this war to take place. So he went to Duryodhan and he tried speaking sense into him. Saying, oh Duryodhan, why are you doing like this? Trying to usurp the land of the Pandavas. Don't do this. They're also your brothers. Don't go into this war. If you go into this war, millions will be killed because of your selfishness. But still Duryodhan said, what to speak of giving half the kingdom to the Pandavas? He said, I will not even give enough land to drive a pin into, he said. At last Krishna said, at least give one village to each of the Pandavas. He said, no, I will not even give enough land to drive a pin into to these Pandavas. in this way. Because previously the Pandavas, they had stayed 12 years incognito in the forest. 12 years they had stayed in the forest, and the condition was that the next year, 12 years they have to stay in the forest, and the next year they should stay incognito. And if they get caught, then again they'll have to stay 12 years in exile. So then when Arjuna, the Kauravas came to attack the Pandavas in Virat, in this Virat Desh, then Arjuna, he was the Sarathi for Uttar Kumar, the son of the king of Virat. So then what happened when the Kauravas came, Arjuna, he fought with the Kauravas and he single-handedly defeated all of them. And then the Kauravas said, this is Arjuna. So we've seen who he is really. So this way actually the Pandavas have broken their promise. They should again repeat their exile. But Arjuna said, my identity was revealed exactly the day after our 1 year incognito, this after 1 year of our residence, incognito was finished. Only then did I reveal my identity, or else not before. So the Pandavas, and then Bhishma said the same thing, that what Arjuna is saying is true. But still Duryodhana didn't agree. So he said, I'll never give in to the Pandavas' desires. So then he said, only a war can be fought. So then, before Krishna went to Hastinapur, Draupadi, she told Krishna that Krishna made a promise that I'll not tie my hair. Because Dushasan, what did he do? He forcibly caught Draupadi. And then, because she was also impure in that month, and then Duryodhana, he tried to forcibly make her sit on his lap. So then Draupadi, what did she say? She made a promise. Saying, you see my hair? It's untied. Why? Because Bhim said, with these same hands, I'll kill Dushasan and I'll take his blood and wash the hair of Draupadi. So Draupadi said, unless Bhim does this, I'll never tie my hair. So Krishna, if you go there, and if you make an agreement between the Pandavas and Kauravas, then what will happen to my promise that I'll never tie my hair again into a braid? So then Krishna said, oh Sakhi, don't worry. Demons are always demons. They'll never agree. But anyhow, it is my duty as a representative of all the Pandavas to convince them. But I know they'll never agree. And Krishna had so much love for Draupadi. Why did Draupadi like all the Pandavas? Because the Pandavas are dear servants of Krishna. And why do the Pandavas like Draupadi so much? Because Draupadi is a dear Sakhi of Krishna, dear friend. They say their love is entirely based on Krishna. So anyway, when Krishna went there to Hastinapur, then what happened? We hear that Duryodhana, he tried to arrest Krishna, saying this Krishna is very biased. And then he even started insulting Krishna in so many ways. Saying, oh, he's just a coward boy. No one knows which caste he belongs to, nothing. And then when they tried arresting Krishna, then Krishna showed his Vishwarup on this day, on this tithi. And then Bhishma, Drona, they got Duryodhana and said, fall at the feet of Krishna and beg for forgiveness, or else our entire kingdom will be destroyed. Then anyhow, Krishna, he left that place after showing his Vishwarup. So today is the day that the Vishwarup of Krishna was shown on this day. So today is also Vishwarup call. So here we hear that Vishwarup is the elder brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we hear that Vishwarup Prabhu, from his very childhood, he was very devoted. We hear that Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur and all the devotees, they had so much pain in their hearts. Because they were thinking that all these people, they're speaking on the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, but whatever they're speaking is complete nonsense. They're only speaking according to the Mayavadis. But Vishwarup Prabhu, he'd speak exactly according to this line, bhakti line. And Advaita Acharya and everyone else would be so happy listening to his Harikatha. And even Vishwarup Prabhu, he would go listen to Advaita Acharya every day. He'd go listen to his Harikatha in Shantipur. Sometimes Advaita Acharya would come to Mayapur. And sometimes when Vishwarup Prabhu would be late, Mother Sachi, she would send Nimai, saying, Nimai, go bring your elder brother. It's getting late. Go on to Mahaprasad. Bring him here quickly. Then Nimai, he would go to his elder brother and he'd catch him by his cloth, saying, oh, come quickly, mother is calling. And then Advaita Acharya, he would look at Nimai and think, who is this boy? Then Nimai would say, oh, you are called Gauran Thakur. Advaita Acharya is called Gauran Thakur because he called Mahaprabhu to descend to this world. He beckoned him. Also, you are called Nada. Nada means when you were calling out to me, my throne was shaking, my singhasan. And now you don't even recognize me. Mahaprabhu was telling Advaita Acharya, you don't know who I am also. Advaita Acharya was thinking, no ordinary boy can steal my mind. But this boy must be someone really special in this way. So anyhow, Mahaprabhu, he stole Advaita Acharya's heart. And previously we heard that when the Taitrik Brahmin, when this Brahmin who was on a pilgrimage came to Mayapur, Jagannath Mishra, he told him that please stay here in our courtyard and you can cook for yourself. We'll give everything you need. So every time he would cook, he would chant the Gopal mantra, Mahaprabhu would appear as this Gopal, Gauri Gopal, and he would eat all his offerings. And then only when this Brahmin wanted to leave, but only when Vishwarupa Prabhu came and requested this Brahmin, saying, oh, now my younger brother will no longer disturb you. Please, you cook one last time. And then anyhow, when he cooked, then Mahaprabhu chastised him. Saying, every time you call me, I come and eat, and now you're telling me why I'm eating in the first place. In this way. So Mahaprabhu was very naughty in his childhood. Very, very naughty. Like we hear, he'd go to the banks of the Ganga, he would tease all the girls, the Brahmins, he would tease his friends. But in front of Vishwarupa Prabhu, he's completely silent. He would never do anything in front of Vishwarupa Prabhu. In front of Vishwarupa Prabhu, he was always in his best behavior. We hear that Vishwarupa Prabhu, when he gradually started coming of age, then Satchadevi Jagannath Mishra, they wanted to get him married. So thinking, we have to get him married. So then Vishwarupa Prabhu was saying, what are they doing? I want to do bhajan and they want to put me into samsar. This is not good. So then Vishwarupa Prabhu, he said, I will not stay here any longer. So then he left home in the middle of the night, took sannyas and he left. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur has described that when Jagannath Mishra Sachidevi, when they heard that their elder brother had taken sannyas, elder son had taken sannyas, then they wept in such a way that even the stones melted. They wept in such a way that the heart of even the greatest sinner would have melted. And Jagannath Mishra even left his body in separation from Vishwarupa. Just like how Dasharath Maharaj left his body in separation from Ram, Jagannath Mishra, he left his body in separation from Vishwarupa Prabhu. And then Satchadevi, she lost her husband, she also lost her elder brother. And then Mahaprabhu, anyhow, he convinced Satchadevi, saying, mother, he took sannyas, now he has assured the spiritual well-being of our entire family. So please don't be sad. Our elder brother has made the best decision, my elder brother. And then Mahaprabhu said, I will always be with you. And then we see when Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he left. And when Mahaprabhu left, he had an old mother. His wife was, Vishnupriya Devi was just newly wedded. She was barely 16 years old. And Mahaprabhu, there was nothing even in his house. He's completely poor, penniless. But still he left. And he took sannyas here, we see. And then eventually we hear that Mahaprabhu, he told Satchidevi that, oh, other people, they go and they bring money and they give to their parents. But in this way, mother, I will give you the wealth of pure devotional service. Mahaprabhu told Satchidevi. So please don't be worried. Don't think I've left you. So and then Mahaprabhu, we hear that after he took sannyas, then he wanted to look for his elder brother. His elder brother, he had... Actually, Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Vishwarupa Prabhu, had left his body 1 year before Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Mahaprabhu took sannyas when he was 24 years old. And 1 year before, Vishwarupa Prabhu had already left his body. And then we hear for the next 6 years, Mahaprabhu went all over South India, everywhere. So then when he went looking for his elder brother in Pandharapur, Maharashtra, where Vittal Dev is worshipped, where great devotees like Namdev, Sakubai, and all of them are present. There, Mahaprabhu, he met a disciple of Sri Madhavendra Puri. Who was he? He was Sri Rangapuri. So Rangapuri, he had previously been with Madhavendra Puri to Mayapur. Madhavendra Puri, he had visited the house of Satchidevi. And Satchidevi herself had actually cooked for Madhavendra Puri and all his disciples. And Madhavendra Puri said, now that I've tasted this Mahaprasad, I feel that Mahalakshmi herself has cooked. With so much love, I feel Yashoda Devi herself has cooked. And Rangapuri was also present there. And then Rangapuri, he told Mahaprabhu that in this way, Madhavendra Puri was so happy with how your mother served all the Vaishnavas. And he gave so many blessings to your mother. And Rangapuri, this way, he pacified Mahaprabhu and he told him that, oh, Vishwaroop, after he took sannyas, he was given the name Shankararanya. And anyhow, on the banks of this river Bheem, he entered into Samadhi. And then when Mahaprabhu found out, he became very sad. But Vishnu Prabhu, we know that he is actually a manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. He is Sankarshan himself. So Vishnu Prabhu, he knew that my Anshi, my root, Nityananda is coming. So therefore, what did he do? He knew that Nityananda would be coming to Mayapur. So then, he left and then he merged into the body of Nityananda Prabhu, Vishwaroop Prabhu. And then in this way, Mahaprabhu, when he found out, so normally it is said for the entire 4 months you shouldn't shave. But then after 2 months, Mahaprabhu, he shaved. And then he honored this sthiti. So therefore, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all his followers also, after 2 months, they shave on this sthiti, Vishwaroop Kol. And also today we say, such an important day. Param Gurudev, he took sannyas on this day in Katwa. We know that Prabhupada, they ordered Param Gurudev to take sannyas 3 times. The first time, Prabhupada, they told Param Gurudev, saying, no, I want to give you sannyas. But Kunji Bihari Prabhu, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, he said, if Vinod takes sannyas, then who will manage Mayapur Mutt? Because Prabhupada, they go preaching everywhere. Dhaka, Kolkata, even to Mysore in South India. Prabhupada even had disciples from Kerala. He had one disciple called Gaur Gunananda, who was from Kerala. He had disciples from Andhra Pradesh, this Jagannath Prabhu. He had disciples from every nook and corner of India. So he'd go preaching everywhere. And Param Gurudev would be there in Mayapur, looking after this temple, along with Narahari Seva Vigra Prabhu. Even Swami Maharaj would say, whenever I'd go to Mayapur, I'd be under the care of Vinodda. Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj would say the same thing. Whenever I'd go to Mayapur, Vinodda would treat me with such love and affection that I'd feel that Prabhupada himself is showering his love upon me through this great disciple of his. And Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj said, I felt so much love from Vinodda that I never wanted to leave Mayapur. I wanted to stay there for the rest of my life. But anyhow, for Prabhupada's mission, I had to leave Mayapur, go to Kolkata and other places. Therefore, we see that even Bhaktivedanta Ban Maharaj, he once told all his disciples that Vinodda Keshav Maharaj, he said that even Kunji Bihari Prabhu was not able to, even Kunji Bihari Prabhu was not a manager like how Keshav Maharaj was. Even Kunji Bihari Prabhu, even he could not be an expert manager like how Vinodda was in this way. So in this way, anyhow, the first time sannyas was not given to him. And the second time, again Prabhupada wanted to give. But then he had another disciple called Bhagavat Ratna Prabhu. So again he said no. And again the third time, again 1934, anyhow Param Gurudev, again this sannyas was not given. And then Param Gurudev, when Audalavai Maharaj was given sannyas, then Param Gurudev told his elder brother, his younger brother, that Prabhupada is going to give you sannyas, don't, in any case, never say no. You take. And Audalavai Maharaj, he took sannyas in 1934. So in this way, Prabhupada appeared in a dream to Param Gurudev many times and he said, oh Vinod, if you're not going to take sannyas, my entire mission will be destroyed. Because when Param Gurudev left Mayapur, he didn't take one single rupee with him. Nothing. He only left with his mala, with his chanting bag and his beads. He didn't take one single rupee, he didn't take anything from there, from Chaitanya Math. He left everything there in Chaitanya Math. So then Prabhupada said, oh, now my parikrama has stopped. Now the publication of my granthas has stopped. So many brahmacharis have gone back home. Sannyasis are wandering here and there. No fixed place to stay. So who will carry my mission forward? So you have to take. So then Param Gurudev, he had a dream. In this dream, even Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj was present. And Prabhupada, he gave this name, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav, to Param Gurudev. And then Bhakti Sarang Goswami Maharaj, he loudly shouted, saying, oh, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj ki jai, he said, loudly. And then the next day, Param Gurudev, he asked Sarang Maharaj, did you also have this dream? Sarang Goswami Maharaj said, yes. So then, Param Gurudev, he accepted sannyas from Srila Sridhar Maharaj in Katwa, where even Mahaprabhu took sannyas. It said, Bhakti Bhadra Shauti Maharaj and Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, they were the priests for this yajna. And Sridhar Maharaj, he initiated his godbrother into this sannyas ashram. And then Param Guru immediately started preaching everywhere. Assam, Bengal, Manipur, Uttar Pradesh, so many different places. And then in this way, everywhere he started preaching. And then he started opening so many temples, Param Gurudev. And then he started the publication of all these different magazines. And then what would he do? He'd go to the houses of all the brahmacharis who had left. And he said, please come to Navadvip Dham Parikrama. So we don't have money. Param Gurudev said, don't worry, I'll give you money for your rail ticket. I'll give you money, you please come. And anyhow, they'd be given money. And then Param Gurudev himself had a debt. He had to incur so much debt because he didn't have that money, but still he'd take money from others to pay for his godbrothers. So much love he had for his godbrothers. And then anyhow, he called so many of his godbrothers back. And then we know Param Gurudev established Gauri Vedanta Samiti, and then we know the rest is history. Param Gurudev gave sannyas to so many. So many devotees he initiated. And then we say even now. Therefore, when Param Gurudev departed from this world, Swami Maharaj, he wrote a letter to Trivikram Maharaj. He said, send me a painting of Keshav Maharaj. I'll establish this painting of Keshav Maharaj in all my temples. He said, everywhere I'll establish him in our Guru Parampara. But then anyhow, by Krishna's will, the painting was not sent or was not established there. But then we say, you can never hide the glories of a pure devotee. You can never hide the sun from people's eyes. And now you see, Param Gurudev is known everywhere. Now even all the ISKCON devotees, they glorify Param Gurudev. They all know who Keshav Maharaj is. Because that picture where Keshav Maharaj gave sannyas to Swami Maharaj and Muni Maharaj, that picture where the three of them, Param Gurudev is sitting down, Swami Maharaj is to his right, Muni Maharaj is to his left. That picture is worshipped everywhere now. In all the temples of ISKCON, in all the Gaudiya Maths, everywhere. You see. And who? It said Kunjbihari Prabhu, he gave money for that picture. It said that picture, someone had to give 25 paisa for that picture. So Kunjbihari Prabhu said, I'll give 25 paisa. And then anyhow, this picture was taken. And Swami Maharaj, he accepted sannyas from Param Gurudev. Guru would say, this is not just a formality. Why does Swami Maharaj accept sannyas from Keshav Maharaj? Because their relationship is eternal. It was not just a formality that he had to take from any godbrother. No. He knew how dear Param Gurudev was to Prabhupada. In fact, when Keshav Maharaj left this world, Swami Maharaj, he was weeping when he was speaking in separation from his godbrother. He said, I was unwilling to take sannyas because I was thinking, how can I take? But then Prabhupada, through my godbrother, he inspired my godbrother, and through my godbrother, he gave sannyas to me, he said. And then Swami Maharaj is weeping in separation from his beloved godbrother, and he even composed this shloka. Where instead of Sanatanam Tam Prabhu Mashayami, he said, Keshav Maharaj Prabhum Tam Mashayami, he said, that I was unwilling to drink this nectar of renunciation. But still, by the mercy of Keshav Maharaj, I was given this. And Swami Maharaj, he took sannyas there in Mathura, Keshavji Gaudiya Math, where Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he was present, the whole day he was doing kirtan. The whole day he was doing Hare Krishna Mahamantra kirtan. And Sheshai Prabhu was present there, Ranganath Baba was present there, Shauti Maharaj was present there, so many disciples were present there, and he was given sannyas there by Param Gurudev. And then we know that Swami Maharaj, he started preaching in Jhansi. And then actually, Swami Maharaj made disciples, and some Vaishnavas said, how did you make disciples so quickly? Then Param Gurudev said, if you're married, then you'll have to beget children. So now he's sannyasi, so he's making disciples, so why are you trying to blame him? And Param Gurudev said, now you start making disciples also everywhere. And when Swami Maharaj actually came from the west with Achyutananda Prabhu and some others to meet Param Gurudev, but that time Param Gurudev was very sick. And when Param Gurudev heard how Swami Maharaj is preaching in the west, he was so happy. He said, you're propagating this mission of Srila Prabhupada everywhere. So in this way, Swami Maharaj, he took sannyas on this tithi. And then we see that this line is running now everywhere, you see now. Whole world, we say, has become a devotee now because of Param Gurudev's mercy. Because had Swami Maharaj not taken sannyas, would he have preached in such a way? So sannyas is not just a formality for him. And then we see that Swami Maharaj, when he accepted sannyas, he accepted this Gopi Bhav mantra from Param Gurudev. So therefore, some devotees think that he's in Sakya Bhav. But Gurudev said he accepted this Gopi Bhav mantra from him. Or my Guru Maharaj personally gave him this Gopi Bhav mantra. So why should you think otherwise that he's in Sakya Bhav? Personally received this Gopi Bhav mantra from him. So why should you think that way that he's in that rasa? And then we know how Swami Maharaj preaching everywhere, all over the West, all over India. In India, his established deities are found in 5 places. The deities he personally established. Mayapur, Vrindavan, Mumbai in Juhu, Delhi, there Radha Partha Sarthi, and Hyderabad. These are the 5 temples in India where Swami Maharaj personally established the deities. In the West, we know in many places, but in India, these 5 places. So anyhow, today on this most glorious tithi, very auspicious tithi, we see how all the devotees, even in ISKCON now, they're commemorating this occasion, that our Prabhupada took sannyas on this day. And they even glorify this Keshoji Gaudiya Math also. This is the place where he took sannyas. And in this way, they glorify even Keshav Maharaj and everyone else, all the disciples of Prabhupada. So falling at the lotus feet of this beloved disciples of Srila Prabhupada, can only pray that a speck, a spot of their purity, a spot of their nishtha, prem, can also manifest in my heart. Ansha kalpataru besha kripasana veja vaitanam pavani pyo vaishnam pyo namo.
Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishna Vivyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishta, Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Arupanuga Guru Varga and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Already this morning we spoke more than an hour speaking, so this is Prabhuji's time. With Prabhuji asking, I'll just repeat like in the important points and some things later on I was thinking and maybe it's good to say this and Vaishnava will like correct. This is speculation. So today is Vishwarupa Mahotsav. We know this is the full moon, this Bhadra month. So now we begin the 3rd month of Chaturmasya. So there's varied opinions on what happened on this day. So in Gaudiya Vaishnava Abhidhan, it says there that today is the day when Vishwarup, he took sannyas. He got sannyas from Krishna Bharati in Varanasi. So that's why it says. But according to Prabhupada, in his, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, in his Chaitanya Bhagavat commentary in the 7th chapter, there he said that today was a day when Vishwarup, he disappeared in Pandharpur. So he said this it was today. And so it could be both happened. There's no harm anyway. So then later on when Mahaprabhu visited that place, he heard about this. So therefore on this day, he shaved this. So, and he said, Vishwarup, he merged in the deity of Vitalanath in that place near the river. Of course, we hear also that Lord Nityananda, when he visited the place, then he merged in the body of Lord Nityananda. So, Gurudev explained that Vishwarup, who is Vishwarup? He's Angsa of Baladev. He's Mool Sankarshan. Like there's Vasudev, there's Devaki Nandan, Baladev. He stayed in the womb of Devaki, later on transferred by Yogamaya and merged in the with the original Baladev in the womb of Rohini Mata. So in the same way, this Mool Sankarshan now merging in the body of Lord Nityananda, who is original Baladev. But we can actually reconcile, like, oh, on this day he entered Vitalanath. When Lord Nityananda came, then he joined together with Lord Nityananda. Later, Lord Nityananda went to Navadvip. So he was also there. And therefore, Mother Sachi would see him none different, like, as his son also, Lord Nityananda. Even the wife of Srivas. So Vishwarup Mahotsav, we consider like this is festival for Vishwarup, like Mahaprabhu, he observed today. He shaved. Generally on Chaturmasya we don't shave, but today he shaved. Like anyone, when they have a relative passing away, they shave. And so we are also relative of Mahaprabhu. So we're family member of Mahaprabhu. Therefore, on this time, we also shave. So now with regards to Vishwarup, and I remember last year, Prabhupada was mentioning this point, like, it's not just us following this day. Like, even my body is follow. And that's in with regards to Vishwarup Tattva, Vishwarup Darshan. Now, when we talk about, like, Vishwarup, Vishwarup meaning the universal form of Bhagavan. So there's who can see this Vishwarup? Said even demons, actually Krishna, it's only by Krishna's will that something, you know, is revealed about himself. So any of his manifestation is revealed only by his will, no other. Because he can even reveal himself to demons by his will. So Vishwarup also, he revealed to who's this demon? Duryodhan. No, actually Krishna, he came there, and Duryodhan actually Krishna inviting, like Duryodhan invited him, no, and even Krishna refused for taking like their preparations. But then he became so angry. He wanted that Krishna take their side. So what happened? Krishna showed his universal form. And then he sees, oh, like death personified. Oh, like his enemy, but he's helpless like this. But then he also showed to Arjuna. Krishna also showed to Arjuna. And Arjuna with so much like awe and reverence, now even apologizing, like, oh, you are God. I'm dealing with you like an ordinary friend, like that. But look at the Brijbasis, Mother Yashoda. Krishna also showing this universal form. But look, because of her Vatsalya mood, then she even thinking like, oh, some ghost coming to my child. I like this. So now I'm just like remembering Vaishnavas also explaining when we talk about Chaturmasya, we're doing this vrata. Why we're doing this vrata? Really? So then we got entrance to bhakti. The greatest gift of our Goswamis is that they have revealed that the real swarup of bhakti is rasa. So they are showing to us that, oh, in bhakti, the real swarup of bhakti is rasa. In vraj especially, then this highest rasa is there. This rasa in vraj in four ways. Dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya. So Vaishnavas have explained that we're doing vrata really to enter and like understand and realize this the rasa swarup of bhakti. And therefore these vratas like Chaturmasya, 4 months, they're there to help devotees enter and to understanding, realizing this rasa. First dasya rasa, first month, Guru Purnima begins with Guru Purnima. Then Guru, who is actually another special manifestation of Baladev, Guru Tattva. So then the devotees begin to understand Guru Tattva and Dasya, this that being servant, that's, and which is actually the foundation of everything, of all rasa. And in Braj, of course, Santa is there, but in Braj, there's no like pure Santa. But then, second month, it begins with Baladev Purnima. Baladev, we know he is Krishna's brother, but he is like leader of all Krishna's friends. They're all. And so, we can have some appreciation now that, oh, in the second month, we're entering into and praying to realize all tattva about dasya, sakya rasa. And now third month, Then we say, oh, this is for entering this Vatsalya Rasa. And therefore, I was thinking about this like pastime of Madhya Yashoda with Vishwarup, appearance of Vishwarup. But also in pastimes of Mahaprabhu, there is a mysterious pastime with Advaita Acharya. We know Advaita Acharya, we always say this is Mahavishnu. One time, he was dancing for more than 6 hours. And it even says he was dancing like a gopi, in the mood of a gopi, for like more than 6 hours. But then, even the devotees, they could not dance anymore. And at some point, they asked Advaita Acharya, please, enough, like that. And so then after that, it is said that Advaita, he felt very sad. And he was like very lonely and like this. And then Mahaprabhu, and like praying. Then Mahaprabhu came and asking Advaita, what happened? I can see you have some unfulfilled desire. What is it? Tell me. And so then Advaita, he told to Mahaprabhu, please show me your Vishwarup form, like this. And so then what happened? He showed his Vishwarup form. So this is like a mystery. It's not like explained like why he was like feeling like this, but and for what reason. I was thinking he was remembering his student, Vishwarup, the brother of Mahaprabhu, and like show me like Vishwarup. Which actually, if you think about this, he's an angsa of Lord Nityananda, like Baladev Prabhu, who is actually the source of Mahavishnu. Gurudev explained, this Mool Sankarshan manifests in this world in the Mahapurush, the Purusha avatars. So first as Karnadak Sai Vishnu, then Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, then Kirodak Sai Vishnu. So like he's in that mood, like he wants to see this Vishwarup. And so then Mahaprabhu, he showed his Vishwarup to Advaita. And said, then at that time, Lord Nityananda came and telling like, what's happening here? Why am I not invited? Like this, what are you doing? And then they started fighting, Advaita and Lord Nityananda, like this. And really fighting, like Lord Nityananda said, if you get hit by my fist, then you'll understand, like this. So it's like, there's some very sweet leela going on with them that we cannot understand. Like this Advaita Acharya looking for Vishwarup. Then now Nityananda, the original source of this Vishwarup, has come also. And then dealing with him. Anyhow, so in the pastime of this Vishwarup taking sannyas, then we can also understand something about Vatsalya, because you know why the mother Sachi and all the devotees there, they're crying. And that is because of their Vatsalya, like, oh, they're afraid of what will happen to him, like this. Also, a different aspect is that when you have darshan of Vishwarup, meaning you understand that everything is coming from Bhagavan. Bhagavan manifests everything else in this universe. Everything is from him. He is the father of the whole universe. And he said, if you can understand that, and Gurudev also said that if you can hear about this pastime of Vishwarup taking sannyas, then you will be renounced. You'll be renounced. And therefore, today we can see this is sannyas day today. Not just of Vishwarup, or not our Param Gurudev has taken sannyas today. Our Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada has taken sannyas today. But then the question is, what is the meaning of sannyas? So when they're taking sannyas, something is there about the Varnashram sannyas, but it's not, when we talk about Varnashram is karma kanda. You know, it's part of the karma arrangement. People do their dharma like this. But our Mahaprabhu is showing this is external. But we see Prabhupada, when he established Gaudiya Math, he's not talking about teaching people following karma kanda. He's teaching about this Daivi Varnashram, when we don't neglect all these things which can be favorable for bhakti. Generally, people, they imitate. And they imitate like the Goswamis, like become, when you say Babaji, actually like Paramhansa. Oh, we don't have anything to do about the world. We renounce everything. Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established the Gaudiya Math to train people. how to become brahmacharis, how to become very good householders, or vanaprastha or sannyasis. And this way serve nicely for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. And especially when you take sannyas externally, they're there as the main preachers. So, but really, what is meaning of sannyas? Then Vaishnavas, they explain that really this is like gopi bhav, the mood of the gopis. They are the real sannyasis. Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas. Why? Because externally, one is because then there are people who are like against him. He was chanting gopi, 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 and then they started criticizing him. And so then to get the, you know, to stop them from disrespecting, and also now become like remorseful. Now, and when you're sannyasi, then people are bound to listen to you. So that's external. But really, as a sannyasi, then Mahaprabhu relishing all these moods of Srimati Radharani, the gopis, all these like very intense moods of prem. So this is the internal reasons why, what is this sannyas that our Guru Varga is giving. So today, our Param Gurudev has given sannyas, has taken sannyas. He had established his army, the Bhaktivedanta army. His sannyasis he called Bhaktivedantas. Like our Gurudev, Srila Bhaman Goswami Maharaj and Srila Dhrika Maharaj, they're all Bhaktivedantas. But especially his god brother, who also already had that title also, Bhaktivedanta, have entered into this like army and led the way for the international preaching. And we know how successful he was. He made the groundwork. So our Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, I was reading today, there were some accounts. He himself was telling some of his disciples. He said before he had that desire to take sannyas. He went to Chaitanya Math, to Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj. And he was telling, before we give you sannyas, because he has this desire to print books. You know, Swami Prabhupada, he has this desire to print books and go preaching and really take sannyas. So Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj, he did not say no, but he was saying, before we give you sannyas, like first stay in our mat, you know, like do under my guidance. And then if you have enough money, first we print all our books. Then if we have enough money, then we will print your books like this. So, and there's a big problem because they don't have enough money. So he said like, I wasn't so encouraged. So I left. Then I went to Mathura, hoping to see like my brother, my god brother. So then when he was here, then we know also Gurudev met him in near the Yamuna and invited him. And he said, actually he did not say to Param Gurudev, but Param Gurudev was willing to give him sannyas. It's like totally the opposite of like, you know, like, and it was actually because Param Gurudev like wanted to give him immediately, he was now like becoming afraid. Like, oh, should I? Maybe not good idea. He was a little bit convinced by Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj. Like, no, don't, not immediately, like this. And so then, but Param Gurudev like said, oh, my god brother forced me that now you should do. Like, don't waste any time, like this. And so then he took this sannyas. And we know what happened after that. He did his bhajan, very strong bhajan in Radha Damodar, and then made a very big, powerful preaching in the West afterwards. So today we pray to our Guru Varga, our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada, to Vishwarup, that these moods of renunciation, which is actually based on anurag, we learn this all the time. You cannot be renounced unless, this vairagya is based on anurag. So unless you have this deep love, then you cannot renounce. So we pray that this anurag will be established in our heart. Vancha kalpataru vyasya kipasindu vayvacha patita nam pavani vyasya.
ॐ अज्ञानोतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ जय गोसाई करी चरणवंदन जाहते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुराण जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद सियाद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कर नृसिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वविश्वनाथ गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय चतुर्मास्य व्रत की जय व्रतवर्णकारी भक्तवृंद की जय समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदी नाउ इज टुडे इज फुल मून पूर्णिमा दिस पूर्णिमा तिथि नाउ कॉल दिस विश्वरूप महोत्सव फेस्टिवल फेस्टिवल ऑफ विश्वरूप तिथि टुडे मायावादीज आर मॉर्निंग टू दे आर रीडिंग श्रीमद भगवद्गीता दे आर श्रीमद भगवद्गीता हैज विश्वरूप दर्शन 11th चैप्टर ऑल आर कॉमनली सिटिंग एंड चेंटिंग रीडिंग गिविंग विश्वरूप दर्शन God giving his darshan. They have faith and they are continue every time with their reading. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Yesterday, Ananta Chaturdashi and Haridas Thakur disappears there, gone. So, अनंत चतुर्दशी अनंतदेव कैरिंग दिस पृथ्वी ऑल टाइम वन टाइम विश्वामित्र वैशिष्ट अवतार इज गॉन अनंत दर्शन फॉर एंड प्रेइंग एंड टेलिंग प्लीज यू गिविंग सम एडवाइस या सम सोल नॉलेज आत्मतत्व ज्ञान एंड ऑल्सो योर मर्सी देन पॉसिबल आई एम सर्विंग इन गॉड लॉर्ड श्री हरि देन अनंत टेलिंग आई एम लॉन्ग टाइम कैरिंग दिस वर्ल्ड पृथ्वी नाउ you give me some rest, then I am speaking Harikatha. All possible, you little taking and carrying, then I am resting and then Harikatha. Nice, all things telling. Then first telling Vishwamitra, you take and carrying. He is very proud. He has tapasya, shakti. Then Antudev telling you, take caring, few minutes. And he says, yes. Then giving, and Vishwamitra smash. He is now under Prithibi, he is like finished. Crying. Then Antudev telling Vaisishtha, you taking? Vaisishtha saying, only God mercy, your mercy. Little bit I have. I am hearing lot of Harikatha. And this Harikatha has lot of power, lot of shakti. God, mercy how coming? Only God glories are hearing, remembering, memorizing, continue thinking, then God power is automatic coming and all time will be present. I am hearing many God glories, only I am little glories I am giving, carrying this prithivi. Then looking, no need carrying, prithivi floating in sky. In down is air, off is air. Prithivi is complete, not wet, complete light. Anantadev very happy. Oh, I am now really resting. Then Anantadev is saying, okay, I am now speaking Harikatha. Then all demigods, all world, all Rishi Maharshi, Brahmarshi Tapasvi, they are, everybody came. Anantadev appears, meaning he is now speaking Harikatha. Then he is speaking about this. Brajadevi's glories, Brajavasi's glories, and Brajabhumi's specialities. And all incarnations, God has many, many incarnations. But also their followers. But Brajavasis are how serving there. This glory is how is powerful. He is saying this one Brajavasi is fit dust. This is very special, very powerful. Uddhava is before his prouds. But after Uddhava is all clean heart in Brajamundal. Then he is understanding and praying Asamho Charanarenu, Jusam Maham Sam. Only I am praying for this Brajabhumi, Brajadevi is fit dust. For Brahma, he is praying Vande Nanda Brajastrinam, Padaranu Abhikshnasa. So now Antudev saying this, Brajavasis, this, how much they have power, they feed their stress. This glory is, this saying, this Prithvi Loka, no any bhaktas, devotees, put step here, feed their. Then he saying, I cannot carry more, not possible. Not all demons are giving big weight. Crazy people. But bhaktas are, these are glorifying and serving God. And if they have God with relation, the calling, pulling God in Golok Vrindavan to come here. This Prithvi Loka without God never coming. God has no any work and business here. But bhaktas for God coming. So Antadev, many special things is all giving advice. They are called Ananta Sanghita. Anybody reading this Ananta Sanghita, then understanding Sanghita, Samyakrupana Hito, all well wisher, welfare for he is speaking this Ananta Sanghita. They are Kali Yuga Upasana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur collecting that too. Mahaprabhu's all glories. And also Satya Yuga, Treta Drapar, all Yuga Upasana. Mantra, who is Bhakta, special. This Ananta Sanghita Mahaprabhu speaking, Sanatana Goswami is near. And Bhakta is near. This Ananta Chaturdashi day, Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu is requesting, please, I have some prayer for you. I am, long time is here. Now I have desire, I am leaving this world. No more. Mahaprabhu say, only for you. I came with you. I have everything. But you are chanting Harinam, Yuga Dharma, you try to helping Jiva, preaching, but Jiva not accepting also against, and also there is attacking in you, disturbing in you, but you are kindly forgive everybody, also everybody is giving the special benefit. They are insulting, beating, they are torturing, but you are helping them. How you have, how much patience, how are your toilets, but nobody has. So you all time preaching everywhere, Achar Pacharaname Karodhi Karjo, Tumi Sreshtha Tumi Jagatir Acharya. But Haridas Thakur say, I know you are soon leaving this world, you cannot stay more long. Then before you I am going. Then requesting Mahaprabhu, deny. Say, no problem, Prabhu. You have many parcels. But now I am leaving. In this world I cannot stay more. Then Mahaprabhu starting this Bela Kirtan. Sankirtanam starting. All bhaktas are doing parikrama and kirtan. The kirtan starting. Then Mahaprabhu taking his Haridas Thakur on lap, his head. He is looking Mahaprabhu's face. And chanting, all life chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, now he is chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya. This is first time he is telling, chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda. He is praying, everybody is near. In front of everybody. The Chaturmasya time, Nityananda Prabhu there, Advaita Prabhu there, Gadadhar Pandit there, Sivas Pandit there, all Bhakta assembly, all there. He is in front of everybody chanting this Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda. But he is chanting, looking Mahaprabhu's face, and then he is leaving. Then Mahaprabhu taking lap and dancing, and Mahaprabhu complete forget everything. Haridas Thakur Nirjan. Mahaprabhu dancing. Then all bhaktas are making very nice chariot, car. Very nice. And all bhaktas are carrying Haridas Thakur and taking Swargadwar, Bank of Ocean. And after Mahaprabhu they are arranging nice tirtha all water, doing abhishek, giving tilak, new dress, and after Jagannath Prasadi Mala Chandan, and after Mahaprabhu arranging the samadhi. After samadhi, then Mahaprabhu came Ananda Bazar. He is begging for Mahaprasad. All Supkar, yeah, this there is many Mahaprasad. So they are giving a lot of, but Mahaprabhu, how much caring? Swarup Damodar, Baninath, Gopinath, they're telling Prabhu, you go Gambhira, all are caring and coming. Mahaprabhu came to Siddha Gokul. Big area, all bhaktas are came. Then Mahaprabhu glorify, Haridas Thakur glories, telling today anybody came, anybody offering Pushpanjali, they are looking at this Samadhi and all following, going and offering respect, they are also, everybody getting this Braja Bhakti, Braja Prem. After Mahaprabhu's desire, Mahaprabhu distributing this prasadam. So this gurus for your Vaishnavas, for bhaktas, for devotees, for anybody collecting. After they're digesting, then what happened then? There is Mahaprabhu, what doing? Mahaprabhu say, I am distributing to them. All are requesting, Mahaprabhu not stop. After Mahaprabhu sitting, Mahaprabhu only glorifying. Hour to hour, Haridas Thakur, all glories. Bhaktas are hearing, complete day is like his, complete evening time. Jagannath Mahaprasad, more come, Sarvam Pandit, Kashi Mishra, everybody arranging. And Mahaprabhu all time speaking, but non-stop. Then all are requesting, then bhaktas are all distributing, then Mahaprabhu taking prasadam, all are taking prasadam and offering Pushpanjali, Mahaprasadam offering. Every day Mahaprabhu's rules, telling Govinda Prabhu, early morning Mangal Arati for going Jagannath temple, and after coming back and then coming Haridas Thakur near and Darshanpur. And they are doing some Kirtan, Harikatha, then Mahaprabhu going. After Mahaprabhu going Bhikshapur, anywhere, anybody giving Mahaprabhu any prasadam, he is making four part. One part Mahaprabhu taking, one part Haridas Thakur for, one part Govinda Prabhu, and one part giving this Raghunath Das Goswami. So now Mahaprabhu, every moment remembering this Haridas Thakur. He is saying, Mahaprabhu is Bolan Gram. He is get birth. That too his childhood too, he is practicing his Harinam. After he came Benapur, long time there in jungle, forest, he is doing sadhana. But there no satsanga. Then he came Phulia. And Phulia Santipur is every day coming Aditya Bhavan, they are taking Madhukuri. And going Saptagram, this Raghunath Das Goswami's parents' house. Bina satsanga na pavahi prani, bina satsanga vivekna hoye, telling Ramakrishna bina sulabna swe. Haridas Thakur swing without satsanga, nothing. Alone he is trying, helping for jiva, but these conditions of living entity, they against. They are catching, putting in jail, arresting, after the killing for arranging program. Beating front of in market, and killing and throwing. But Haridas Thakur has no problem. After Haridas Thakur not giving anybody cards, so not angry also. He came Navadvip. Aditya Prabhu came and then Mahaprabhu there appears. That time also within Mahaprabhu. After Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Santipur, and his came is Jagannath Puri, then also within Mahaprabhu. He never left Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu saying this, Haridas Thakur glories, anybody anyhow remembering and hearing, this samadhi going darshan and there is chanting Harinam, then this is there is Paramarthiki Diksha. Haridas Thakur forever present. He never left. Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu Parikar forever present. They are not hiding, they are not afraid. Kali is for they have no fear. With them, then Kali Maharaj never anybody disturbing. But this Haridas Thakur, this first time, before the chanting Jaya Gauru Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Radhadhar Sivadhadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda. But Haridas Thakur first time he is starting this Chaitanya Chandraya Namaha and Chaitanya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gauru Sivadhadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda. He say, I am chanting my mouth with this your holy name, looking your face and I am leaving this world. So now many person is asking, oh Haridas Thakur, possible giving his Braja Bhakti, Braja Prem? Many person has like this heartburned. Adhicharya, possible giving? Somebody say, Nityanandu, how giving? They have many, many questions. But what saying Mahaprabhu, this is not hearing. This Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu coming every day. So one day, Jagannath, early morning, waking, then they give me toothbrush. They give the face washing. After giving big breakfast, Mangalarti, then this prasadam they distributing. Toothbrush also distributing. Then that day, toothbrush is giving Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu bringing, then Haridas. Today, one special things Jagannath giving me, Sevak. Say what? To this toothbrush giving. But this one I am painting and here is you are sitting and chanting Harinam. This is Jagannath representative. Jagannath Prasad. Now Mahaprabhu planting, next day looking, bah, this is growing and leaves is coming. After next day, very bigger. And Mahaprabhu forever coming and sitting in there under tree, all are doing kirtan. Big kirtan festival. Sanatana Goswami going then, staying within Haridas Thakur. Rupa Goswami going then, staying within Haridas Thakur. Bhaktas are mostly, they are not disturbing Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Gombira and Siddha Bhagavan not too far. But after Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Sivas Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, mostly all bhaktas are disappears and then Kashi Mishra, Sarvam Pandit, all gone. Next king is came. Rajatra before, the choosing state tree and the cutting and making Jagannath car wheels and car making. Then they are going and mark giving. This tree, all requesting bhakta devotees, please, please, this tree Mahaprabhu planting, this is not tree only Jagannath, teeth brush, don't cutting. But they can care, Raj Karmachari, they cannot care. They say, tomorrow coming and cutting and taking. Oh, bhakta's heart is big pain come. They complain night, they are chanting and praying. After the senseless all. Morning time, waking, and all karmachari workers came within axe, within saw, like tree and nice. And also these trees, leaves are never all finished. One, two fallen down, all time green tree. And under tree sitting, no rain, sun, no disturbing. No winter, no summer disturbing. This is called this spring tree, desert tree. So now flower forever, complete year. Now morning time came, looking, this tree has no body, only bark, and tree is laying down. All workers came, the surprise. Oh, yesterday this tree is very strong and very tall and very nice. Today now only bark, nothing. Then what the cutting? They're gone. And all bhaktas for Mahaprabhu saying, this tree chanting hearing Harinam, he is Paramahansa. All bhaktas charanamita he is taking. His bhaktas feedas is in here. All bhaktas embracing, touching. This tree is not his ordinary. And also Jagannath teeth brush. Then how anybody destroying? So now 500 years passed, 535 years. Mahaprabhu gone. Mahaprabhu had two things. One thing is Kaji Samadhi, this Golok Champa, this tree. And one is this Siddha Bukur. And also Mahaprabhu gone Saragumara, this place, Madhurumdi Pamgachi. There Mahaprabhu sitting. And Saranga Thakur telling, I am very old, Prabhu, please, you are coming, doing kirtan, I cannot serve in you. I have no shakti, nothing. Mahaprabhu say, what is problem? Say, please, you give me order, I am leaving this world. After new great birth, I am new born, new body, I am serving in you. Mahaprabhu say, okay, I am calling this Golura, he take you Vaikuntha. Say, no. So going Golok Vrindavan, no. Where going? With you. Anywhere you, I am going there. I am serving in you. I like your kirtan. No anything. Then Mahaprabhu sitting there also this Bakul tree. And now this one is big fat. Big tree. There Goluru came. Mahaprabhu say, Goluru came. I am giving you Goluru. He taking you Golok Vaikuntha. Say, no. I like kirtan. So this Mahaprabhu saying, this Siddha Bakul, how many times, how many bhaktas doing kirtan, parikrama, harigatha, all bhaktas sitting, the feet dust, the charanamrita, prasadam, how much is lucky? Every day Jagannath prasadam. So now his name is Siddha Bakul. What is his siddhi? He's near going, then Haridas Thakur bhajan. All Shakti there, all Bhajan Shakti. What Bhajan Shakti? Anybody has pure Bhakti, pure Brother Prem, Brother Bhakti, then near every atmosphere, weather, climate, and these trees, plant, creeper, grasses, all has good luck, good fortune. They all are easily they getting and collecting. Then Mahaprabhu telling that time to all bhakta devotees are now 100,000 times like he's increasing this faith and respect. All time bhaktas are going, doing parikrama, praying and touching. So Mahaprabhu saying, this Haridas Thakur name and memory is for. Otherwise, many devotees, bhaktas are gone. Now asking, where is Swarup Damodar place? Where is this Sarvam Pandit place, Yaramananda Raya's place? No, only showing Bintapur one house, or oh, there is Ramananda Raya house. Sarvam Pandit house, one building, then this is Sarvam Pandit house. But Haridas Thakur house where? The Siddha Bakul. But they are all combined, all present. Everybody there. All bhakta. Tota Gopinath near Pandit Gadadhar Pandit. But Gadadhar Pandit has no smriti. Anybody no asking now new generation, new style, asking Gopinath, Tumamu Thakur Gopinath. Yeah, other name telling. Not any Gadadhar Pandit name. But the Siddha Bakul has automatic his this Bokul Molasri, his Haridas Thakur like is giving place for his heart. People going samadhi, but Siddha Bokul has all smriti. Samadhi, he is present, but Siddha Bokul has all bhakta. Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, all bhaktas. This smriti, Harikatha. Rupa Goswami is Harikatha. Sarva Damodar Prabhu explaining everything there. So this Haridas Thakur yesterday on the Chaturdashi day, this disappears. So today is Vishwarupa Mahotsav. All are hearing now many things, not one thing. This Vishwaprabhu's Antardhyan Lila, yeah, Vishwaprabhu Sanyas Lila, Param Gurudev Sanyas, San Prabhupada Sanyas, many things, many Lila. But telling this Vishwaru, Mahadevi has many swarup. Mahadevi is showing many swarup, many body, many face, many figure, uniform, many things. But all are attached with this figure, uniform, yeah, this swarup with this. But God has swarup, no faith. Everything God is nirakar, nirvishesh, nirgun, anadi, abhay. His swarup never faith, not believe. Then God has no swarup. Like going Christian, Muslim, anywhere going, Jaini, Yehudi, Mayavadi, they not believe. Then Krishna say, but Lord Sri Hari say, look, I have swarup yanu. You going any species, I am there present. The Masa, Kurma, Varaha, this, Ram, Parasuram. Anywhere you going, everywhere I am present. Inside water, inside air. Sky, fire. Earth, everywhere I am present. Therefore he is showing. But people has also not faith. He is telling Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Ajapishan Abhyatma, Bhutanam Ishtarapishan. He is telling this. Many, I am Sanatan, I am Eternal, everything is telling, but not believe. Then these demon near, Arjuna's near, Jasdamata's near, everywhere he is showing this Vishwarupa. Also Mahaprabhu is God, your Lord, no faith. Then Mahaprabhu also showing this Vishwarupa. Otherwise people has ordinary jivas, ordinary all-time doubt, no faith, no belief Mahaprabhu is God. Then Mahaprabhu showing Vishwarupa. But all are looking Vishwarupa. What Vishwarupa? Bas, going beauty parlor, nice shaving, nice makeup. After giving plastic surgery, sometimes nose is giving tiger nose, sometimes cockroach, sometimes crocodile, sometimes this elephant tusk. Many swarup making. God is making this artificial, chemical with this. He is actual swarup with this, he is showing. And this, he is showing this Vishwarupa, then universal truth, then jiva's change coming. This is complete purification coming. Otherwise, their doubt never going. No faith coming. So God is not only one, two places. Many places he is showing this Vishwarupa. Also, this Vishwarupa, after also look, people has no faith is there, no respect. So this Vishwarupa Mahotsav, this festival time, God is Mayavadis, Karmis, Gyanis, Yogis, everybody, many Swarupaiti is giving darshan. Today, special day, this Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Bhashya, this Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are continuing day and night reading, then God giving them darshan. This is not blind faith. Anybody practicing, then understanding. 24 hours, 1 minute, non-stop. No eating, no drinking, no sleeping. Only they are continuous shastra, they reading. Sabda Brahma. Sabda Brahma appears and showing all swarup. How many swarup he has? This Vishwarup darshan. So today is this Vishwarup Mahotsav. Also, this renounce order, sannyas, not too easy. Otherwise, no renounce, then no give up, then I am is Maya. Maya too, how can will be detached? So, today, special day of beloved Param Gurudev took sannyas, Asani Maharaj, many, many. Not only two is all are has knowledge, but no, many others. And this day, line by line, Mayavadis are Srimad Bhagavad Gita reading, all reading after, they promise, I am took sannyas, God give me darshan. Then God is giving swarup darshan, atma darshan, brahma gyan, brahma jyoti, and this kavilya dham. Mahakalpuram. Anybody any desire? Given. To today, Mahaprabhu yesterday, Bhadesh Thakur festival. And today Mahaprabhu, all bank of ocean, this Vishwarup Mahotsav, Mahaprabhu glorify. After Mahaprabhu South India, then Mahaprabhu Pandharpur, his Rangapuri is meeting, Bhima River near ashram, Madhavandapuri ashram. There is Vishwarup Prabhu after sannyas staying there and then he disappears. So now, tomorrow next hearing, Gaur Premanande.